الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي درش يا بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing with the seerah of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an. When Khilafat came to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, it was never going to be easy for the son-in-law of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side, you had the shahadat of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an, and then immediately Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an had to take on the responsibility to become the Amirul Mu'mineen for the Muslimin. It was an extremely sensitive and difficult issue at that moment. When Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an became Amirul Mu'mineen and the Khalifa for the Muslims, they were internal disputes in the Khilafat, in the Islamic Khilafat at that time. And when I talk about Khilafat, what I mean is that no one disagreed that Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an should not be the Khalifa. Everyone agreed upon his Khilafat. The internal dispute was with the fact that one group of the companions were of the opinion that the laws of Qisas must be applied immediately. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an has become shaheed, and you have the murderers of Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an roaming around freely in Medina Munawwara, in Kufa, in Basra, scattered throughout the Islamic Empire. And so they were of the opinion that immediately the laws of Qisas must be applied. So it was not about the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, everyone agreed. All of the companions, all of the people of Medina understood that there is no one worthy in Medina Munawwara to become a Khalifa except for Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And then you had the second group of people who were of the opinion that at this minute to apply the laws of Qisas immediately would be difficult. And so Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, being a Khalifa, he was of the opinion that at this minute to stabilize the Ummah and to make sure that there is a resolve with all of the Muslims in and around Medina Munawwara, Kufa, Basra, Syria, that is more important at this minute. And so the ikhtilaf is of a fiqhi masail, a shari'i ruling, a juristic difference of opinion, nothing to do with Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an's khilafat or for him to be a khalifa, or that sahaba-i kiram ajma'in disagreed with one another in some of the decisions of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an personally. That was not the case. You had sahaba-i kiram ajma'in who were great scholars, who were fuqaha, and who gave fatwa even during the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that was the dispute. The internal dispute was with regards to the laws of qisas. One group was of the opinion that the verses of the Quran should be applied immediately, and the other group said no, this is not the right time and we should wait, and this delay is an indefinite delay. And the issue was with this, the indefinite delay. Some of the Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain, group of companions, disagreed with this policy. And so you had Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who at the time of the Shahadat was in Makkah Mukarramah. It was time for Hajj and she did not return back to Madinatul Munawwara. She was waiting to see what is the outcome of what happens with those who have, aliyazu billah, assassinated Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And she stayed in Makkah Mukarramah, and a lot of the people knew of her opinion that she wanted the laws of Qisas to be applied immediately. And so she was in Makkah Mukarramah. To join her, you had two senior companions who came, who were Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Zubair. Now these were Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een from the Ashar-e Mubashara, and they also gave their bay'ah to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They also gave their bay'ah, khilafat. That was not an issue. But with this policy, they differed with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So they left Medina Munawwara and they came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the view was the same. All of the companions held their opinion that this is wrong and we need to make sure that the laws of qisas, retribution, must be taken immediately. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was in Madinatul Munawwara, obviously to see people like Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an to move away from Medina Munawwara. This was quite difficult for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And we need to understand also, with Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, they had no issue with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. In a way, the companions knew that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had no choice, because of the fact that the rebels were still there in Medina Munawwara, making sure and looking at every action of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So it was going to be difficult for him. So they decided that they should go back to Makkah and form an alliance with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what would happen is that they would come up with a group of people, this movement, and inshallah in that way they could defeat the Saba'i sect. Now the Saba'i sect is the group of Abdullah ibn Sabah, the culprit, the main perpetrators. These were the munafiqeen who actually were at the forefront of murdering Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And they were in their thousands. The Saba'i sect were in their thousands. Extremely difficult. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, a Sahabi, a brave soldier, he was in Madinatul Munawwara and he decided to leave Medina Munawwara and to go to Syria first. And this time there is no news that comes from Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Amir Muawiyah is not to be seen in the picture at all. And Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala is a man who is closely related to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala from the Banu Umayyah clan and tribe. And so he decided that the best option would be for him to go to Syria and see what Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an's opinion and view is as to what is happening in the Khilafat and what he should do, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an should do. Now when he was about to leave Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an stopped Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an said to Hazrat Ali that my advice to you is not to leave Medina Munawwara. Medina Munawwara is a sanctuary for you and a safety for you, Amirul Mu'mineen. We have just lost Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and if anything happens to you, imagine what will happen to the Ummah. And you have Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam resting in Madinatul Munawwara. At this minute, the best option for you to take is to stay in Medina Munawwara and not to get out of Medina Munawwara. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an accepted the mashwira of Hazrat Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an. But the difficulty was, of course, to see people like Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, and also Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, to be in Makkatul Mukarramah, and also to take the opinion of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. So he stayed in Madinatul Munawwara, but not for long. Things were changing rapidly. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an decided that this time he will personally go and meet up with Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair, and if he can even meet up with Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So he told the companions in Medina Munawwara that he is going to leave, and if anybody wants to be with him, they are free to do so. Now, what we need to understand here, my respected brothers, there is a lot of, unfortunately, hoo-ha in the stories and the events that have occurred in the Battle of Jamal and the Battle of Siffin, that these were the companions, Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, and this unity, Aliyazu Billah, this ikhtilaf amongst Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in. You have one side Hazrat Ali, and you have one side Hazrat Talha Zubair and Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. What we need to understand, that there were hardly any of the companions with any of the groups there. Not with Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, and not even with Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala. Hardly any of the companions. And there were still companions in Medina Munawwara. For an example, Ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayhi, says, a senior tabi'i, he says there were as many as 10,000 sahaba in Medina Munawwara. How many? According to one narration, 10,000 sahaba were still there in Madinatul Munawwara. Now when Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an left Madina Munawwara, only a few were with him. For example, many of them were from the tabi'een. Of course, they have to be tabi'een if they are in the company of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. Majority of the companions had taken a neutral role in this matter. And they knew that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an is not only a sahabi, but a man who gave fatwa amongst the ranks of the companions. And then on the other side, you have people like Hazrat Aisha, who would also give fatawa. And so all have to be respected. This is a fiqhi ikhtilaf, a juristic difference of opinion. Nothing more than that. Just a mas'ala. One group of sahaba have taken one verse of the Quran, and another group of sahaba have taken another verse of the Quran. That is it. Allahu Akbar. But majority of the sahaba-i kiram ajma'in were of the opinion that they were not to side with any of them. Not with Hazrat Ali, despite the fact that he is a khalifa. They came to him and they said, Hazrat, we have given our hands to you, and you are the khalifa, but in this matter, we have the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of us. And they were of the aqeedah. When they saw Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an to be helpless and he was shaheed, they felt that if they were to leave Medina Munawwara, automatically they would have to embroil, or they would be pushed into this situation, and they would have to take the side either with Hazrat Ali or Hazrat Talha Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an. And so majority of the companions remained in Madinatul Munawwara. They did not go with Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. For an example, you have one sahabi whose name is Abu Humayd Al-Ansari. Abu Humayd Al-Ansari. He is a Badri sahabi. When Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an became shaheed, he took an oath. And he said that, I will never smile. Oh Allah, you will never see me smile, and I will never leave Medina Munawwara until I meet you. At the shahadat of Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an, he made a dua that, Ya Allah, I will never smile, and I won't leave Madinatul Munawwara until I meet you. So many of the companions decided that they will only stay in Medina Munawwara. For an example, also Imam Sha'bi rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar, he says that if we were to count how many companions were in both the groups, the total would only be four. How many? The total would only be four. And Imam Sha'bi says, if you can find for me the name of the fifth sahabi, then I want the ummah to call me a liar. Then I want the ummah to call me a liar. There were only four male companions. With Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the only other Sahabi was Hazrat Ammar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ammar and Hazrat Ali. The rest were all Tabi'een. And when I say Tabi'een, these were people who had seen the companions because now they were in Medina Munawwara. But realistically, they had not been blessed with the company of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een for many, many years. And the other group in which you had Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, but we were not to include her being a female. But with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you only had Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair. So you have two companions here, and you have two companions on one side. And all of them are from the Ashara Mubashara, besides Hazrat Ammar, and all of them are companions, but companions who are considered to be fuqaha of their time. Fuqaha of their time. People who had a very deep understanding of the hadith and also the verses of the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you hardly had any companions with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, or even with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an decided that he had to leave Madinatul Munawwara, news was given to him that as he leaves Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair have left for Basra. They have left for Basra. Whilst Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is now leaving for Basra also. He wanted to go to Kufa. He didn't want to go to Syria now. He wanted to go to Kufa and Basra to actually meet up with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Just to even give you an example that how difficult it was for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. One side you had the sincere mukhlisin, Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in. And with him, with Hazrat Ali, you had the thugs, the rebels, in their thousands that came from Egypt, from Basra and from Kufa, and the Bedouins that also came. Abdullah ibn Sabah would give them money and they came, all of them came. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was in a difficult situation. Even at the last moment when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an decided to leave Medina Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Salam came. First it was Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, then Abdullah ibn Salam came to stop Hazrat Ali. Again the same issue. And he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, if you are to leave the mimbar of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you will never ever sit back upon the platform on the mimbar of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My advice and my mashwara is, who is Abdullah ibn Salam? Abdullah ibn Salam was a Jewish man, a rabbi, a man who knew the Torah. And he is the man who accepted Islam simply by looking at the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He just looked at the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, هَذَا وَجْهٌ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهٍ كَذَّابٍ. This is not the face of an imposter. And he is the Nabi that came after Isa alayhi salam and after Musa alayhi salam. So a man who was a great scholar, who knew Torah, and also who knew Arabic, and he studied the Quran. And he was a Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so he says, Amirul Mu'mineen, you can't leave. Now what had happened, just to show you who were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and how difficult it is for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Some of the people who were there siding with Hazrat Ali, they came out with their swords and they pushed Hazrat Ali out, being the Khalifa, and they said that this man is stopping you from coming out. Let us all kill Abdullah ibn Salam. Let us kill Abdullah ibn Salam. Imagine, look at the audacity. That they have murdered Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. They call themselves Muslimin, and they were the Abdullah ibn Sabah sect. And we've explained this. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'aruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar. And they felt that because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the direct cousin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in connection to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he should be the Khalifa. And so we are doing Amr bil Ma'ruf Nahi anil Munkar. And they came out with their swords to attack Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had to stop them and said to them, what are you doing? Do you know that this man is a Sahabi and he's a righteous man? And only when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an stopped them, they understood. So one can imagine how difficult it must have been generally for the companions. Generally. It was never the intention of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an or Hazrat Talha Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an to come and to fight one another. This was never the intention of any of the Sahaba Ikram Ajma'in. Sahaba Ikram Ajma'in were mukhlif. And anything they did was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to give you a few examples. Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Zubair are now in Basra. They have the support also of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and when he comes to Kufa, he stops at a place, a famous location in Kufa, what is known as Zuqahar. Zuqahar. And he stops at Zuqahar and he invited the people of Kufa to understand his mas'ala and his point of view. And immediately they understood Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And in fact, some of the ulama have mentioned that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, his opinion was the correct opinion. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was right in his judgment being a khalifa. And not Hazrat Talha and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an. This was an ikhtilafi mas'ala. So there is no issue here. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an came to them and the people of Kufa came. Half of Kufa wanted to be with Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, besides the rebels that from Kufa they had moved to Madinatul Munawwara now. And many of them wanted to be with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So they came and they questioned Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They said to Hazrat Ali, why have you come to Kufa? What is the reason for you to come here? And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said to them, I am here to unite the Muslims and to extinguish the fire of enmity that is there. And hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite the brothers. And so the people of Kufa said, what happens if the other side does not accept the proposal you put forward to them? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to them, they are our brothers. If they don't accept, we will leave them. If they don't accept, we will leave them and turn away. They are entitled to their opinion. We will leave them. And then the people of Kufa said, Hazrat, tell us, if they don't leave us, and if they want to fight us, what do we do? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, we won't fight them, but we have the right to defend ourselves. We won't fight them because they are our brothers, but we have the right to defend ourselves. Again you see, not even in the wildest imagination, when you look at the tariq of Hazrat Talha or Hazrat Zubair or even Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, they could not even imagine to come and to stand in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha and to fight the Muslimin. This was never their intention. The Quran openly says, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een were merciful with one another. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And so this is the decision. And this is the true character of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een. However, we see again another Sahabi whose name is Abu Salama. Abu Salama directly questioned Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And he said that, Hazrat, do you think that Hazrat Talha, Hazrat Zubair, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha have got the grounds to go against you in their decision that they are asking us that the laws of the Quran and the laws of Qisas must be implemented immediately? What is your opinion? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to them, said to Abu Salama, Abu Salama, who do you think Talha is? And who do you think Zubair is? And who do you think the mother of the believer is? Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. These are senior and great companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People who have understood the Quran. people who have understood the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if they hold the opinion of qisas, they are right. But at the same time, I am also a sahabi, and I also have an opinion. Being a khalifa, I feel that at this moment, to attack the murderers of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an is not a wise decision. And perhaps we need to wait. This was the opinion of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Then Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, tomorrow what will happen if both the groups start to fight, and if there is a fight between the people of Hazrat Talha and Zubair and those that are with you, O Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said to the people that were there, that I am hopeful those who are sincere, those who are mukhlisin, will not fight and will never fight with one another. But if for some reason, if someone was to become shaheed, then I am hopeful that he will also be in Jannah. Even if he is in my side, or even if he is in the side of Hazrat Talha and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the level of taqwa Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in had. And we need to understand that 10,000 Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in were completely neutral in Medina Munawwara. You only had two companions, well, one with Hazrat Ali, and then you had Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. There's no question about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to go out in jihad, or that was not her role at all. But she came to unite the ummah, like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And then finally what had happened, when Hazrat Ali got to Basra radiallahu ta'ala, you had Hazrat Talha, Zubair and Hazrat Aisha who were also there. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala with the rebels that were there, he found it very difficult to immediately personally go and speak to the companions Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. So what he did is that he said to Hazrat Ka'ka radiallahu ta'ala. Brothers, remember Hazrat Ka'ka? Is this you remember him, don't you? Hazrat Ka'ka radiallahu ta'ala, the man who was with in jihad all the time with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, and in the ranks of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, a famous mujahid. So Hazrat Ka'ka radiallahu ta'ala was appointed by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala to go and speak with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And so Hazrat Ka'ka radiallahu ta'ala goes as a messenger appointed by Hazrat Ali to speak with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. He comes, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is in her hijab, and he greets her and he says, Ummul Mu'mineen, O mother of the believers, we ask you first, what is the reason for you not to return back to Medina Munawwara and that you come to Basra? And so Hazrat Aisha said, my son Ka'ka, let me tell you, I am here to enforce the kalam of Allah, the words of Allah, and that the laws of qisas need to be implemented immediately. I have understood the Quran, and I understand the Quran, and Talha has understood the Quran, Zubair has understood the Quran. We are those who have stayed in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is wrong to allow the murderers of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an to roam around in Medina Munawwara, in the city of the Prophet, freely, and that they are free to do whatever they want. And so we need to apply the laws of qisas immediately. And so Hazrat Ka'ka radiallahu ta'ala an, very diplomatically, and that is why you have to be very, very diplomatic, Hazrat Ka'ka said that I am the appointed messenger of Hazrat Ali, and we understand that what you are saying is right. What you have said is correct. But at this minute, it is extremely difficult for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, to find the perpetrators, the murderers of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Just to give you an example, in Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an stood up and he said that I will make sure that all of the murderers of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an are executed in Medina Munawwara. And what had happened? Thousands of the rebels stood up. Thousands. And all of them said to Hazrat Ali, I murdered Hazrat Ali. And the other one said, I did it. The other one said, I did it. Thousands of them said, we all did it. Now it's going to be extremely difficult for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala to actually see who that individual is, the main culprit, the perpetrators, those who entered the room. It was difficult. Of course, the famous names were there, but to find out who exactly and how many were going into the room and coming out was very difficult for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Ka'ka radiallahu ta'ala, in his manner of speaking, he was very persuasive. And he had a lot of khulus. So he said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, there is enemy that surrounds you, and there is enemy that surrounds Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Your intentions are right. Hazrat Talha and Zubair did not stand up to go against Hazrat Ali, but they wanted the group to stand and to go against the Sabai sects. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala came directly to Basra to speak with Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha took the decision, and she said to Ka'ka, Ka'ka, we understand the situation of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and we love Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. She is the mother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And so she said to Ka'ka that go and tell Hazrat Ali, if he promises us that the minute everything has been stabilized and settled in the Khilafat, immediately every individual who took part in the murder and the assassination of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an will be killed, then only we are with Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ka'ka gave his promise and said, this is exactly what Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an has told me, and we promise you this is the case. As Hazrat Aisha said, go and give this message to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, tensions were diffused. There was no difficulty at all. In fact, what had happened in Basra, the people who were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, they came and they wanted to spend the night with the followers of Hazrat Talha and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. So you had the Yemenis that were from one side meeting the other group of Yemenis that were with Hazrat Talha and Hazrat Zubair. You had the people who were from Kufa meeting the other party of the people who were with Hazrat Talha and Zubair. You had the people of Basra meeting the others. And subhanallah, everything was fine. In fact, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmaeen, Hazrat Talha, Hazrat Zubair were praying namaz and doing shukr. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was making shukr that alhamdulillah, we have come to one agreement that all of us together will fight the rebels and the thugs that are still in Madinatul Munawwara. But the difficulty was, my respected brothers, with the sincere people that were with Hazrat Ali and with Hazrat Talha and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, you also had the munafiqeen, and you also had the Sabai sect that were there, that did not want to see this situation, that the Ummah becomes united. Otherwise it would be difficult for Abdullah ibn Sabah. Inshallah ta'ala, what happens thereafter, we will continue in our next session of Darsi Hadith. Tawakkallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.